Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington, and this is an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Dave Mustaine's birthday was this week. In honor of all the great content he has given us here on the show, we thought we'd give him something special. So enjoy Noah's Ear Virginity Day. You've earned it. Here's the show.
Happy 51st, Dave Mustaine, you son of a bitch.
Same age as Walter White, huh?
Coincidence? One person is fictional, one person is a meth dealer.
Which is which?
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is episode 180. We've done this for 180 weeks. Sean. And beer spills on computers!
Way to welcome our guest, Sean.
We are all about professionalism. Yeah. Sean starts out the show with a beer spill.
Welcome
major
back for the
party
first time
foul.
In 3 years.
Wait, we'd like to welcome our special guest host, Sean.
Glad to be back.
Beer spilling, not shocking at all. Sean here, shocking as hell.
Yeah.
Also, we have a guest sitting in. We have Bullet Ben of the Hand of Doom podcast.
Right. Welcome, how's it going? Ben. Bullet Ben, I guess that's...
Oh, I'm sorry, wait, are you dropping the bullet?
Well, I don't know, I've been going by Ben Danger on...
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben Danger.
I dropped the bullet a couple of minutes ago when I got here.
I guess this is what I need is the first thing is to gripe about how you guys are fucking my name up since I came on. Thanks, man.
No, perfect. The first gripe should be that we spilled beer all over your laptop.
Yeah. I thought that was like a baptism.
Sure, yeah.
Thing.
Oh, yeah, every...
Welcome to the team, shower beer.
Whoa, you're not on the team yet, all right? back off.
Jeez. Madonna.
There'll be more when Bob
gets spilled. Yeah, Ben. Thank you, Darren, for backing me up, calling him a prima donna, expecting him to be on the team this early. Welcome to the live cast. We have a great show. We have a special guest calling in, Josh Travis of the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. Will be calling into the show.
Two guests, Josh and Travis.
No. That's his name. His first name is Josh. His last name is Travis.
Is he related to Randy Travis?
No.
Then we could ask him all those questions about.
Maybe you could ask
drunken
him.
Drunken escapades.
You can ask him that anyway.
Yeah. I don't really trust people with two first names. So I don't know if I'm going to talk to him at all.
Okay, deal.
Yeah.
All right. Happy Rosh Hashanah, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yes, today is it. How do you not know that? You're a fucking Jew.
Shouldn't you be at your parents' house right now, Rob?
No, I am not religious at all.
But they are, or they claim to be.
My
what
mom
are you
is
suggesting?
Not,
that they're full of shit? That they're not
my mom
just
is
like
not religious,
parents.
But my dad is, like, he is practicing.
He
does go
protest
to...
too much.
How old is he?
My dad, like in his 50s.
And he's still practicing. When is he going to get good at it already?
50 years. He's probably at the synagogue saying his Haftorah. Is that it?
No.
Haftorah. It's not his
bar mitzvah.
So what does your mom do while your dad's at the synagogue?
Eat bacon.
Mm-hmm. What? At the same time.
No, a long time.
No, mom is postmenopausal. She does not masturbate.
That means she's really horny.
No, you're a shock jock.
She comes dust, but she still comes.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's it. You can't stop that.
All right, that's our show. All right, thank you for listening.
That was Cannibal Corpse's last album, by the way.
I come dust.
Yeah. Autobiographical.
This is all for all the old ladies out there. I come dust.
We have a phone number here at the Metal Injection Livecast. We want you to call in and talk to us. Let's see if we have any drunkards calling in. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Mm-hmm. And please don't talk about my mother coming dust. That's a little offensive.
How did you know about that, Sid?
She sends me, we Skype sometimes. That's all.
Wait, what? You video chat with my mom?
I have electrical tape over my cam, so she doesn't, it's one-way conversation. I just see what she does. And I text.
Do you find her on, like, dustcumroulette.com?
No. It's just, she's, hey, Rob's friend. Okay. Hey, what's up, Rob's mom? Want to watch me whack off and eat bacon? Sure.
Just get her hot when you
That's your Skype username, right? Rob's friend?
Yeah. It didn't take long for her to find me.
Because she usually Googles Rob when she's looking for pornography and things that jerk off to.
No, just Rob's friend.
Yeah, it turns her on. No. She wants to feel like a MILF, so it's got to be her kids' friends watching her.
Your mom is a sick lady.
Yeah, we're learning a lot about Rob's mother here.
But the bacon is delicious.
She makes good bacon.
So is that dust.
Well, that's how she seasons the bacon. It's a dry rub.
The whole dry thing, rub.
The whole thing is a dry rub. Yeah.
A dry rub.
I'm going to be listening to your show this week. Did you say anything funny?
For the new year. She's listening for the new year. You give her a gift.
I hope she listens, so this is enough to turn her off from never listening again.
Or to ask for my Skype username.
Wait, is Skype really Rob's friend?
Got
also, him. What's a Skype?
Can you tell her that I'm Rob's friend number two, I guess?
Yes, Noah, you're number two.
Since Rob's friend, the username is already taken by Sid.
Yeah.
I'll be Rob's
that
friend.
That was a long way to go for that joke, Noah.
I don't know. I lost my train.
I appreciate the answer.
She went all the way downfield. That was a Hail Mary.
Super Nintendo Chalmers makes a good point. Rob is haham and is exempt from religious ceremonies.
That's true.
I am the chacham
like
of metal.
Black belt. You don't have to do the tournaments anymore.
It's just I'm in. I'm all right.
You know that chacham in Hebrew means genius.
Yeah. Don't you remember Shlomo called in and said I was the chacham of metal?
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you think we'd know that? I'm also set on this show.
How does Super Nintendo Chalmers know what a chacham is if Shlomo didn't introduce it into our world?
Maybe he really cares so much about Judaism.
We're getting people interested in Judaism with our show. People are like, I must study the Old Testament. Learn about the ways.
That's why Mindy Mayer likes us so much.
I really don't like that show, but they do get people into Judaism.
Ben, you're a Jew, right?
Yeah, I'm a Jew. Okay. It's Danger Steen. I dropped Steen.
Right. It's your stage name.
Yeah, exactly.
Eating matzah while we're...
Did you have a bar mitzvah?
I did. I did indeed. I spent all of my bar mitzvah money on a sword immediately after.
That is awesome.
I think is the only good part. It fell apart. It didn't work when I tried to actually fight with another sword.
His
so
bar mitzvah money was only like $20.
Where were you trying to fight with another, like a real sword? You were going to have an actual
Where
sword
fight? Where did you
fight?
Find another sword to fight?
At the same shop I bought the first sword. What kind of question is that?
Okay, all right.
Did you remember any of your Haftorah? Can you recite that for
Oh,
me?
God, no. I don't know any of that.
Come on,
unfair.
Start it off. Baruch Adonai
Eloheinu Melech
Haolam. He looks like he's about to throw up. Yeah.
I think that's how the new Ghost album starts there, right?
It's true. We have a caller. We have our first caller.
Oh, good.
785.
785.
I'm sorry, I'm a little in my...
785, you in Red Good Merge here today on the live game. 785,
you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? We're calling.
It's a fax machine calling us.
He's gone. Back to your bar mitzvah. So where was it held?
In a town called Beacon, next to where I grew up. It's in New York State.
Lovely
place.
That's where Jesse lives, from Tiger Flowers.
In Beacon, New York?
Isn't there like a fancy art museum there or something?
DIA you're talking about. I don't know what the hell that stands for.
It's pretty rad.
My wife went there a few weeks ago and I stayed home. Don't care about art. I don't like museums.
No, I don't care about art.
I don't.
I love
it. Oh, he's like painting packs everywhere in a house, right?
I just...
he hated that.
Isn't that what art is supposed to be, is paintings of cocks everywhere?
That's what I prefer.
But my girlfriend just got a job at an art gallery, and what she told me is that there are paintings of cocks everywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty much literally, though, I just was under the assumption
art is
that
moving,
high though. Art is just dead.
Can't miss. Well, you paint a cock, you're in. You're into the art world. Sid went to his employer's house once, and they were painting.
It was a coworker of my wife.
Oh, sorry.
And he had like a barbecue out in Jersey at his place.
But he also loved cock.
Him and his partner's house, and we went in, and it was just like all artwork that his partner does, and it was just all naked dudes and like guys bent over and dicks, guys eating cannolis while naked. Like there was
like a photo of that or a painting
no
of
paintings
that?
Of it.
I don't know.
Like
really
awkward painting of a guy eating a cannoli.
A naked guy eating a cannoli or something.
Like
why
a
cannoli?
That's
like
that because it's phallic.
Yeah.
There's cream inside.
A cannoli would be like a small sized penis though, wouldn't it?
But it's filled
like,
with cream.
Depends on the size.
That's an average sized penis.
I'm sorry. Well, this always puzzled me about that story that you told because I feel like, all right, let's say in a heterosexual relationship, right? Mm-hmm. If your girlfriend was constantly painting pictures of cocks.
Would
that bother
weird.
You?
Yeah, it'd be very weird.
But
it's
men,
would
it
bother you,
or would it turn you on? They're like, oh man, my bitch wants
no,
a dick.
No, because she's painting dicks attached to other men.
But also,
if it's your dick on other men?
That's also weird.
It's like, honey,
all right, she likes my dick,
so
I'm happy with that. That's fine.
But in a gay relationship, they're both into cock. So,
yeah,
and also, men, I feel, are inherently more horny than women.
Yeah.
Like you, so it's if there's two men in the relationship. Horniness level is through the roof.
You're saying they're just mutually enjoying the cock.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a little more, you know, closely defined if it was like a bisexual girl you were dating and she was dating and painting a bunch of vaginas.
Right, because it's not a threat to you as
right,
a man.
But you're both into it, just like these two dudes are both in the dick.
I could see that.
See, so. my whole thought on this is like, instead of all the effort of painting and getting a model and all that, can't you just be like, oh, hey, dude, could you just drop your pants for a second? Oh, cool, thanks.
That would be inappropriate. Hi, welcome to my home, Sid. Drop your pants.
No, but they live with each other.
Uh-huh.
Right. So just ask your partner to drop his pants. There's your dick. You don't
Look,
have to paint it.
Have you ever taken an art class? You got to paint what you know.
Also,
you
got to
paint what you know.
Rob, all right, Rob, the mic already fell.
We have callers. Let's take some calls. We have 785 again. Let's see if this will work this time.
Hello, fax machine.
785, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I dropped my phone. I dropped my phone. It was my fault, totally.
We're dropping everything around.
The slicer?
Who is this?
This is my name is Dan Gore. Actually, I love you guys, so thank you for Metal Injection. Thank you very much for having me. I actually design merch for metal bands, so I am very big on metal, so I love you guys a lot.
Oh, wow.
So just because you design merch for metal bands, that just immediately we should assume...
It immediately solidifies the fact of why I'm calling, because I love Josh Travis, and I heard he's going to be on, so... I just wanted you to yell at him for me and tell him that I miss his chocolate face. He'll know that
so,
Dan Gore is.
Josh just solicited like design jobs? Is that what you're doing? Like
No. That's just if I wanted to plug, I would say what the company is though. So
I'm
not doing that.
I'll actually solicit jobs right now. Hey, do you need another freelance designer on your team?
Because I'm on his team, I'm sure it's just him.
Company. He just said company.
Sean, you can't even show up to the podcast. Don't start making deals right now.
But I can design shit on my couch, drink a beer, so that's fine. So I don't even...
comes to the show now to get himself more work so he can find excuses.
So he can find excuses as to why he comes
to the show.
Call networking.
Got merchandise.
No, I'm not. Like I said, I'm not even saying the name of the company. I was just saying because I love you guys. So thank you very much for having me, though. I appreciate it.
Like 40 minutes of a hello here.
Yeah. You know, you could call in an hour and tell the
Josh is going to be on in an hour about. In an hour about?
Around
8:15.
God, he's probably listening right now and laughing at me, making fun of me and calling me a crazy Mexican or something like that. All right, then.
He doesn't even know what your company name is. How did he know to make fun of you?
Oh, am I allowed to plug now? I'm allowed? Sweet.
No.
Cut him off right now.
Cut him off right now? Okay. You really going to Howard Stern me right now?
No.
What's the name of your company? Come on, seriously.
It is Masochist Humanis.
Okay, I'm glad that I didn't understand that.
Yeah, that's fine. It's a plug that wasn't even a plug.
Terrible name.
Well, Masochist is to chew, and Humanis, humans.
Chew
Like masticate, masticus.
Change it.
Why not? Why would I change it? I have so many good clients. I've had the Red Cord. I've had the Danza, the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. I've had Cattle to Cap. I have a lot of great clients that I've had over the years. So why would I change it?
Vandalay Industries, call it that.
Are you a fan of the live cast?
Yeah.
You've listened before?
Yeah. Actually, I called a couple times, but I didn't get through, but that was fine. I mean, I did get through one other time when you guys were supposed to have the Red Cord on a while back. It was when Fed Through the Teeth Machine was going to come out, and I remember because I called at the wrong time, and you guys had Between the Buried and Me on, and you were like, oh, they're already gone, and then everyone was, like, totally annihilating me on the chat, you said.
You didn't pay attention.
I said thank you like I did just a while ago for having Metal Injection and just for doing all the good things you guys do. And then I hung up.
It's funny that you should say that because next week we will have Guy from the Red Cord calling up.
Oh, nice.
Come on, Rob, learn his name. You can just
that
say
guy.
We have a guy from the
no,
red
that guy.
That guy, Travis.
Who sings in the red cord.
That guy. I always give him crap for not coming out with new stuff yet. We need the red cord to come back already.
Well, next you can give him shit. Now, let me ask you a question. How many merch design companies do you work for?
It's just us. It's just me and one other guy. I'll do the hand drawings, and he does the...
We'll take it, so we have to be the proper contact.
Thanks for calling it. All right, we got more callers. We have a block number. If you're listening, say hello. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I think I speak for everybody when I say I'm sick and tired of hearing you talk about dick, shut the hell up, and play Pantera.
This is the type of caller we need more.
Yeah,
of.
Really.
Thank you,
Stone Cold.
Darren, did you pre-record this and like running on a tape somewhere?
Did I pre-record this, son? You're talking to the damn Texas rattlesnake himself. And like I said, I'm sick and tired of hearing about dick. I want to hear some damn Pantera, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so.
So Stone Cold, you don't like the dick? What do you like?
Everybody loves the dick.
Stone Cold Steve Austin loves the pussy, son. The beef curtains. What? The pink tunnel. What? The tunnel of love. What?
Keep going.
No, I bet that's enough. I just want to hear some damn Pantera. Stone Cold sick and tired of hearing about people talking about dicks, and he wants to hear Pantera.
What Pantera songs? What's your favorite Pantera song?
Stone Cold wants to hear the brand new Pantera song called Piss. Because let me tell you something. It's exactly what I've been doing for years. I'd leave a sumbitch physically crippled without a leg to stand. I'd knock his life away because a punk like that's just pissing the wind.
Now, for someone who doesn't want us to talk about dicks and then you want us to play a song called Piss, do you not see the irony in that, Stone Cold?
There ain't no irony in it. Just shut the hell up and play it.
He's got a point there, Rob.
He does have a point. He does have a point. Well, Stone Cold, thank you for your call. How many Hall of Fames are you in, Stone Cold?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
That's that work.
You can't one Steve Austin.
I can't one.
Steve Austin won you.
Yeah, Steve Austin stunned me before. Getting off the phone. The number once again, 646-929-1357. We're talking about cocks.
No?
Did we move on from that? Oh, no, we were talking about
no, 24.
Well, speaking of cocks, yesterday I went out with Monica.
Dick.
And
she has a cock?
Yeah. No.
Oh!
I guessed it. I thought so.
What a revelation.
No, she definitely doesn't have a cock.
How do you know?
Oh, she definitely doesn't have a cock. No check.
Because I've seen her in a bikini.
But she could tuck and duct tape.
She goes, she could have a small
You can't
penis.
Tuck it that good. And she doesn't... Okay.
Have you seen Tom the Lamb?
Yeah.
Maybe she has a small penis anyway. She's not tucking.
But she wasn't walking with her legs crossed. I mean, you know.
All right, what happened? What
okay, so we went out, and we were out until really late at night. And the only place that was open was a McDonald's on Delancey and Ludlow.
Mm. That's a bad idea.
So we walk by, and there's like... punk rockers, there's hookers, there's a bunch of drunk college kids.
Okay.
So we go inside.
Those college girls. Those aren't hookers.
And
no hip-hop guys?
We're waiting for food. And there's this really loud, like, big chick, and she just starts yelling at everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wearing this sweater dress, but it's like a shirt, basically. So her ass is hanging out of it, and she's only wearing knee-high socks. And it was definitely a tranny.
Okay.
Because
I went, are you a tranny? And she said yes. No.
Yes. She started picking fights, and she picked a fight with like this one drunk college guy, and he's like, you're a tranny. And she's like, so what the fuck? You want to see my dick? And then she like picks up her skirt and like shows him like how she like tucked her dick and like her tit was hanging out.
So she had real like,
a legit tit or like
no, it
like,
was fake. It was implants.
No, I mean yeah.
No, but it was actual breast.
It was an
like
actual
stuffed,
breast. She wasn't wearing a bra.
Stuffed tatters.
And like when she would like move around and like her friends would hold her back, like her tit would just come out of the V cut in her dress.
How were those tits?
They look like rocks. Because she was muscular.
Oh. Sounds like she's ready for some titty
fucking. She was definitely on mushrooms or something because...
or something.
She,
I like that.
She went up to... I don't know, like acid. Definitely on some kind of hallucinogen. And she goes up to like all these different people and she like gets in their face. She's trying to take people's food away. There's like this other chick in a hot pink wig and she's got like these glitter pants and like these huge boots. And so then the tranny goes away and she comes back and she's like starting again with this guy and he's so drunk. He like even came to our table when me and my friend were sitting there and just started talking to us. So then the tranny, like her way to resolve everything was she just started hugging everyone.
Awesome. Did she have a Latino accent? Like, oh, mommy, I'm so sorry. I want her to.
Okay, I don't want to start saying like races or anything because then you guys call me a racist, but she was black.
Uh-huh.
Racist.
Well, she could be Latino.
I don't think
Dominican.
She's Latino.
I mean, these trannies sound like a party, man.
It was so entertaining. I mean, at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And
like,
why were you out at 5 o'clock in the morning at this place?
Because we went to see our friend Troy DJ, and the club closed at 4, and by the time we got out of there, it was already like 5.
Did you get fingered on the dance floor again?
No, I didn't even want to be on the dance floor. We were in the DJ booth. I couldn't handle that
you
anymore.
You fingered in the DJ booth?
No,
no.
Lame.
I appreciate your honesty, Noah. I really don't.
I didn't get fingered this time, but I was also wearing pants. So. Oh,
this time?
You're
all
prepared.
Right. Last time you got fingered.
I love that as Noah says, I didn't get fingered this time, her phone lights up and it's her dad calling.
Yeah.
Like literally at the same
she
second.
She gets an alarm every time I talk about getting
Noah,
fingered.
Noah, have you been fingered?
He wants to make sure that I don't have a wart or something from someone's finger.
Scratch from a fingernail.
Oh, very considerate.
Yeah. That was a very strange McDonald's experience. And it was so filthy in there and you could tell that the people that worked there just didn't give a shit. Like the fries were raw and like the burgers.
I'm loving it.
It's just uncooked slices of potato in oil.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Fucking eat it, it's all the same.
And then there was like when we were on the line there was this guy standing behind us and he's like, "Oh, what did she order? Did she order the fish sticks?" She ordered the
Dallas has fish sticks though? Yeah.
No, or
fish maybe.
Filet of fish. Okay. Yeah. He's like, "Did you get the filet of fish? Did she order the filet of fish? What did she order? Did she order the filet of fish?" And then like I couldn't take it. I turn around and the guy was wearing a shirt with like cartoon fishes and I'm like, "You should order the filet of fish. Look at your shirt."
Yeah, that was a good one.
I was just like, where am I? I want to get out of here.
So you must have a really, really great death wish if you're at a super skanky McDonald's and you're ordering seafood.
The skankiest McDonald's.
Yeah.
I can't think of a word. Maybe the McDonald's in the Junction in
Brooklyn.
By Brooklyn
College?
By Brooklyn College?
No. That was by an Institute of Higher Learning.
No, Delancey's McDonald's
is
probably the
closest
one. Delancey's McDonald's is
No, but during the day it's fine. It's just that like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. It's just the worst ever.
Yeah, and then there was a security guard in the McDonald's, and
he was on a break.
And
First of all, that's how shady this McDonald's is.
But it was a rent-a-cop. It wasn't a cop.
Well, sure, but it's still the fact that
the fact that they need one. I've never been to a McDonald's with a rent-a-cop in it.
Yeah, so he saw how the tranny guy was acting.
Tranny guy.
Or girl. I don't even know what to refer to it. So then he called the cops.
Yeah.
And the cops came, and she was outside, like, after she had hugged everyone and thought that she made it, like, up with them. So she's like, "I can't believe he called the cops on me."
Wow,
and she was just
accent.
Like, and she was just, like, banging on the window, and the cops were there, and it was a very strange experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have another caller. Maybe this is a tranny. Caller, are you Noah's tranny?
Defend yourself.
Call
hello.
Block line. Say hello if you've called.
Yeah. So you go from talking about dicks to chicks with dicks. I told you, shut the hell up and play Pantera.
Look, if you want to hear Pantera so much, why don't you just turn off our show and put on some Pantera?
Because you're supposed to be Metal Injection. And Stone Cold Steve Austin listens to Metal Injection.
Thank you for that.
Stone Cold, since you're here, could you just give us a little promo that we could put in between our songs? This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
You really want Stone Cold Steve Austin to put your promo right now.
Yes.
I tell you what, since I'm in such a damn good mood, I'm going to do it for you, son. You ready for this?
I'm so ready.
If you ready to get your ass kicked 9 ways to Sunday, son, you best hit up metalinjection.net, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
But, okay, can we just take that again? You have to say the Metal Injection Livecast. That's the name of the show.
And you have to say this is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and if you're ready to get your ass kicked 9 ways to Sundays, be sure to check out the Metal Injection Livecast, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Oh, Rob.
We can cut that up.
Rob,
it's okay,
yeah,
it's fine. Here's your little Pantera.
Thank you very much.
Is it weird that like 10 to 20% of me thinks that this is actually Steve Austin?
Yes.
Matt, well, what else is he doing anyway?
Yeah,
it
it's possible.
It's
weird that 10 to 20% of me actually thinks this is Steve Austin.
How's Deborah doing, Steve?
Oh, shit. Do you really want me to get started on that one?
No.
Good.
How many times?
I'm gonna tell you, I don't even want to talk about her. I'm going to tell you what, as big as titties as she had, son, I got beat more than she did.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in again, Steve. We played a little piss for you. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Can you give me a hell yeah? Oh, no, he hung up.
All right. Well, that was Steve Austin, everybody.
That was Steve Austin.
That's great. How is somebody from some metal band supposed to follow that up?
Yeah, really.
When we already had Steve Austin call in. It's like, how are you going to top that, Tony Danza guy? Like, really, what are you going to do? What do you have? What impression does he have?
I mean,
have?
We can still just talk to him. It doesn't have
but
to be a contest.
But it's going to be anticlimactic now.
Well, we still have a lot of time.
Yeah.
As long as Stone Cold doesn't call again.
We can bring down the level of humor.
We had
yeah.
the champ
so
in hour
much,
one.
So.
Way to sell it.
Well, maybe if Stone Cold talked to the Tony Danza.
That would be sort of cool, yeah.
Got
a promo on him.
Stone Cold needs to call in and ask Josh from Danza a question. Josh from the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza is going to be calling in hour number two. After our music break.
Is that how you talk on Sirius?
No.
Two.
Hour number
talk.
Two.
On CBS FM.
Well, Ben used to intern for Cousin Brucey.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this before the show started.
That's yes. what Cousin Brucey knows.
What's Cousin Brucey like in real life?
He's a dirty old man, to be quite honest.
I heard he likes to spank asses and stuff.
I never personally had my ass spanked.
Does he get the men as well as the women, though, or...?
He likes to make, you know, off-color jokes about song titles from, like, 50 years ago.
What's an example?
Like we
I wish I could even give you an example. I guess Come on Eileen itself is already an example. So, you know, that's an old one, but he does that one a lot because there's really not that much material that can possibly play on his show because all of those decades happened already.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's only...
So he doesn't share any personal stories on his show?
Occasionally, I guess it depends on the caller that's talking, because, you know, he likes to relate to his fans a lot. They've grown up with him, I don't know, so...
They've grown dead with him?
Yeah.
That
was the Beatles,
true,
I want to hold your cock in my hand on CBS FM!
Yeah, that's what you're right. He's a good guy. I told him he's not playing enough death metal. I think he agreed with me. He just didn't say it outright,
right.
But you could tell that he wanted to. It's probably like some corporate thing that's really keeping him from doing that.
Sure. Yeah, a little Cannibal Corpse on 70s on 7. Coming up next.
Is that the channel that Cousin Brucey's on?
60s on 6, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't going to call you out on it, but
back
everybody
up,
else
Darren.
Decided
yeah,
to.
Rob. Back
Thanks
up.
A lot.
It's just great walking into Sirius Studios and just on the wall. I think I mentioned this on the show. It's just like Sway, Cousin Brucey, like all the people we make
Every
fun of.
Every demographic covered.
Yeah.
Bam.
Just Sway and Cousin
and
Brucey.
Dog.
Chris Russo.
Yeah.
What else do you need?
Yeah.
And what's that other guy, like the total C-list actor?
Chris Russo. Well,
Jay Thomas.
Jay Thomas.
Oh, how does that guy have a show?
Well, he's not.
He's been a radio.
He was a DJ first.
He was.
Yeah.
Hand jobs, is that what you get?
I think so.
I don't understand how Chris Russo has a show.
Mm-hmm. Who is Chris? I don't know who that is.
The Mike and the Mad Dog guy, you know.
He's the Mad Dog.
Hey, Mikey, did you see cousin Brucey? He just patted that guy in the ass, Mikey. Can't believe it. That's a good job by you, Mike. I mean, Brucey, whatever, the old guy with the toupee.
That's probably, he goes around probably just calling everybody Mike.
Mikey. Hey, Mikey, what's up, big guy?
Once in a while, he runs into an actual Mike, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Mike is
like
a popular
clock.
Name.
Yeah,
so.
Usually, you know, a couple times a day, he's right.
Yeah.
Well, you say one name for, you know, 30 years, however fucking long they were on the air together.
And it's lucky enough that, you know, he does a show by himself now, but there's a microphone in the room, so he's talking to the microphone.
I'm talking into you, Mikey. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you.
It's like if you find a crazy homeless guy on the street talking to himself, just give him a cell phone, and now he looks like he's talking to someone. It mitigates the craziness a little bit.
They're always talking to someone.
Yeah.
Chris Russo, if you're listening, give us a call. 646-929-1357.
You think Chris Russo laughed his ass off when Mike Francesa
fell asleep? Oh, of course. He was interviewed about it. And he said, yeah, he fell asleep. Like, Francesa's really? The only one who denies it now. Russo's like, listen, he works a lot of hours. He fell asleep. It's fine.
How can you deny it?
Do you want to give the backstory for the kids who don't know?
What's going on?
Yeah, Mike Francesa is a sports host here in New York, and there was video. He does a simulcast on you can see the video of him talking on the radio, which I don't know why anyone would watch that.
Well, that's just because if you don't get FAN locally, you could still.
Who doesn't get FAN, though?
People that live in other states.
Well, how would you get YES, then?
Isn't YES all over the country, probably?
Is it?
Or to some cable systems. I bet, DirecTV carries it.
All right, so for those 20 people that can watch his fat ass.
No, he gets, calls from, Minneapolis and shit sometimes, and then
But, you know, the point is he's talking and he dozes off on the air.
Well, he wasn't talking. He was listening to somebody. He was listening to the Yankees beat reporter.
Yeah, yeah,
who was
just going
on and on, and then you see him sort of
He kind of leans to the left, and he's almost about to hit the table, and then he wakes up with this terrified look on his face.
He doesn't know where the fuck he is. It's amazing.
Where am I?
He looks sort of angry, like he was dreaming of being somewhere else, and he wakes up, and he's still there. He's like, God damn it!
I'm still me.
And then he doesn't know who's talking to him. He turns his mic off, and he's asking the producers who this is.
Yeah.
And then when he gets back on the air, he's like, well, we're talking the Yankees report with Sweeney, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, he's saying it to himself.
Yeah.
Like, sort of like, dude, come on.
Like, there's no way I didn't know who that was. Yeah. Come on.
But then he's denying that he fell asleep. He says he was just resting his eyes for a moment.
Right.
He literally said, I was just closing my eyes for a moment. I was obviously not asleep.
I tried that when I was, 8 with my mother. You know, I was just resting my eyes. Mike, wake up. Show going on. Mike.
Francesa, if you're listening, please give us a call.
Wake up and call
646-929-1357.
Yeah.
That's the number. So I got a vaporizer this week. Another one.
You're already over the other one, the first one?
Yeah, I thought you had one that you brought to MDF before.
Yeah. That one sucks.
Okay.
I got a Volcano, which is like the Mercedes-Benz of vaporizer.
Yeah, they had that fucking thing here one day. They couldn't get away from it. We were trying to do a show.
It's pretty great. I've been vaping exclusively since getting it. I figured since I blew all that money on it, why not?
So you're a vapist?
I am a convicted vapist.
And vape.
And vape.
And it's pretty great. But I do miss smoking, though. It's a little weird. I kind of want a cigarette.
I don't like smoking bowls anymore. I like vaping, or I like smoking.
Listen
joints
to us. We're
blunt.
Such marijuana
spliffs.
Snobs.
I'm all about
spliffs.
Okay, let's talk about spliffs. What a waste. Why would you taint the marijuana with tobacco?
Okay,
let me
break it down.
That is a spliff, by the way. A spliff is like half tobacco.
Yeah. Well, not personally. My ratio is 3/4 weed, 1/4 tobacco.
Okay.
Okay,
so only a little bit because, you know, not everybody smokes tobacco. You don't want to fuck their night up.
Right, it just crushes your lungs.
It helps the weed burn a lot better because weed is usually chunky when you break it up. Even if you use a grinder, tobacco is drier, crumbly.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, especially for the non-tobacco smokers, a little bit of nicotine will really get you a lot higher overall. So,
but I feel it's a false high. It's because it's just like a headache.
I want
that
you're pure weed.
Yeah, it's not a pure high.
Okay.
It's like
you know what? We're gonna
like
roll a joint.
Metal.
As a metalhead, I'm all about filth and impurity. So I would even argue that the pure high is the false metal.
Touché.
If you want to go there.
Whoa.
Touché.
Right?
Whoa.
Right?
No, wrong. You want to be you don't want to get a headache 20 minutes into your high because you're like, oh, that tobacco wore off.
Well, personally, I don't get the headache, but, you know.
But I feel like when you if you just smoke tobacco, like if you smoke a cigarette, I notice this when I smoke cigarettes now just because I don't smoke them anymore. I will get like a 10-minute head rush after smoking.
I think that's great, yeah.
Like a high.
A couple days without smoking, then have one, and then you feel drunkish.
Yeah, but I feel like it's such a bullshit high, though.
Okay.
It's like huffing air or whatever. Like
huffing
just give
air.
Me a burst.
You know, like the spray can.
Bars,
yeah. So... I'm not about the spliffs. How do you feel about spliffs? Give us a call. Let's
blunts.
Blunts? No, that's okay though. Even
wait,
though
why? Is... Why are blunts okay but spliffs not? What's even the difference? It's still tobacco and weed, right?
It's true.
I don't put tobacco and weed in my blunts.
Blunts
no,
are tobacco.
The wrap.
The blunt wrap is tobacco.
It's okay. He's getting so passionate about this. It's okay, Ben. We're
I'm
gonna,
well, shout out.
Very upset. I'm for Clemps right now, and I think we need to.
You're right. Like, what is the difference really? I feel like it. It's possibly less harsher. Sometimes the tobacco is flavored. It does burn slower, I guess, but I don't know. I guess it's true, though. When I do smoke blunts, I am ridiculously, like, retarded high.
Well, yeah. There's also a...
No offense to any retards listening to the show right now.
Uh-huh.
Or sorry, was that too far?
Do you want
to... What was that, Sid? Can you say it? Without the pretzels in your mouth.
Or with the pretzels. You said no offense to any retards listening to the show, and I said, or hosting it.
Ooh.
Don't talk about yourself that way.
No.
You're a very smart guy.
Go
thank
easy
you.
On Sid.
Well, I didn't specify anyone in particular.
It was
could
me.
Have been me.
It's me. I'll take it.
I'm not.
Do you want to talk about your experiences of getting vaped?
Oh, well, I recently
and
got
being
the
a
G
vape
pen.
Victim?
I recently got the G pen.
We've talked about the
G pen,
which is the most marvelous technology ever invented.
Did you end up having your date with the salesman yet?
No, he never called me, but I have to go back to him. So we'll see what happens. But what I like about the G pen is that it looks like the electronic cigarettes because of the blue light.
Sure.
So nobody ever suspects that it's some type of
marijuana
until they smell
marijuana
it.
Tool apparatus.
It's not that. Stinky.
It's not
the
at
AP,
all.
Yeah?
It's
yeah.
not at all. And if it is, it's like
very subtle.
It dissipates really fast.
So you could possibly smoke in a restaurant because you can smoke the electronic.
I've smoked it indoors.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean like sitting at like a table in a restaurant and stuff because you can do the electronic cigarettes there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
Because it's vapor and not smoke.
No.
Yeah.
You can smoke them on an airplane. You can do whatever
yep.
the fuck you
really?
Want.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
No way on an airplane. I won't believe that.
Oh, I
they might
God,
give
yeah.
you shit for it, but I'm sure
but
you can get away with
arguing.
But then when
you explain to just a vapor cigarette. They're welcome anywhere. You can do anything you want.
I'm not into the electronic cigarettes. They're lame.
But like I'm just saying that you could do them anywhere. So
yeah,
if
yeah.
you have this G pen business.
Well,
can, yeah.
to be fair, I pretty much smoke anywhere I want. I mean, I don't.
Yeah,
need
Rob's
a, I don't need
on an airplane.
Not except for an airplane. That's the only place where I'm like, well, it's a federal offense. Maybe not.
Vaping in a movie theater, personally.
That's honestly one of the main reasons why I don't want to go to the theater. Because I feel like, you know, half hour into the movie, I want to smoke again, and I can't smoke. But if I just bring the G-Pen now.
Yes, I did it one time only. It was a sold-out Terminator Salvation, which I don't really remember at all.
Of
because
course,
of,
you don't.
And nor
that's,
should you.
Yeah, you
I remember not liking it. But, yeah, and so we vaped through the whole thing, and it was like a sold-out show, and nobody noticed. I mean, yeah. kind of smells like burnt popcorn anyway, you
sure.
know. It's a very understated smell.
If you
smell.
Blow it at your knees, then, you know, no one's ever going to know. But,
cover the lights up
right.
on the thing.
But there's something to be said about smoking in movie theater that's fucking amazing. Like, I moved in, I worked at a movie theater, like, junior and senior year of high school. And every time, it never failed, there was always some movie like Analyze That or Chocolat. no one bought any tickets to, like, at, like, 10 to 10:30 showing or whatever. And we just sit in there, just, you know, the employees, and just put our feet up, smoke cigarettes, and watch some shitty-ass movie.
So what did you think of Chocolat?
That was terrible.
Wait, am I saying that?
Was it the English, the American one, or the French one?
Oh, it was the Johnny Depp one, the American
okay.
one. Yeah.
Both terrible, but just mm-hmm. curious.
So, no, but it was wonderful. So, we run around the seat, smoke cigarettes, and hang out. It's nice.
I can't believe even high that you would sit through analyzing
no,
that.
It wasn't high. He was just
smoking
cigarettes.
Oh, awesome.
People
All
would
right.
smoke both, but I would smoke cigarettes. I would just chain smoke. And it was
but either way, I can't believe you sat through analyzing that. I walked out of that shit.
I wanted to give De Niro the benefit of the doubt. No, it was terrible. Oh. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
So the question on everyone's mind is, did you ever jerk off in any of the theaters?
No, but in the break room bathroom, of course. Of course.
Of course. Now, why of course? Like, you just have a long shift, and you're like, man, I need to...
No, it was, I mean, the movie theater, with all jobs I ever had, was hyper-sexualized, because it was high school kids all together, you know, both genders, obviously.
And you were 29, right?
Yes, I was 29. I loved every second of that 16-year-old pussy. But, it was just, you're jammed. There was a lot of areas in this building where the lights are out, and you go hang out. And so everyone was always pairing up, making out, you know, people getting fingered and all this kind of craziness.
What was his name, Sean?
Jeff. But it was just that job experience, that year and a half that I worked there, was a very hyper-sexualized environment.
So did you ever get any poon?
Oh, of course. Of course. Because it was good, because I was in one of a handful of, like, 18-year-olds working there.
You had a handful of 18-year-olds?
No, he put his hand
on some... Inside
full 18-year-olds.
No, but the bulk of the kids, this is their first job. They were like 16. So I admit that when I was 18, it was taking advantage of a lot of 16-year-olds.
Aha! So you admit it.
Yeah, of course. But it was nice.
Did you come see Monsters, Inc. or something?
Toy Story.
Polar. Shrek. Some HJs during Monsters, Inc.
Oh, hell yeah. Getting some beeges during X2.
Oh. Some OTP HJs. Over the pants hand jobs.
Oh, sure. Why not? No. Yeah, there's a lot of over the clothes, you know, massaging.
Heavy petting.
Heavy petting. Yeah, there you go.
Ding.
Frottage, isn't that a thing?
Is that a thing?
I'm pretty sure that's like the actual term for heavy petting. I'm not positive. Do not quote me on that one. I've heard that.
Our research staff should get on that, Rob.
It's worth looking up, guys.
Frottage.
I've heard the word. I don't...
Yes, frottage is... Consensual sexual rubbing between partners.
Shit, there you go.
The non-penetrative sex.
What happens if you do frottage in a cottage? Silence.
A children's book that you've read before? Frottage in a cottage.
Dr. Seuss.
No. Dr. Seuss After Dark.
See, non-penetrative sex or outer course.
That's a good band name.
Which includes frottage, heavy petting, and mutual masturbation.
So tribidism is in that category too,
sure.
Right?
If you have your clothes
what?
On.
Tribidism.
Scissoring?
That is.
That's when two scissoring. Ladies rub their vaginas together.
Okay,
I thought you said tribidism doesn't apply to two chicks.
Well, no, it applies to any genital rubbing against each other of any kind. So
I thought that it's rubbing it on any body part. Like rubbing your vagina on an elbow would be tribidism.
I don't know. Look that up. I thought it was a penis on breast, nipple would be, any two erogenous zones touching.
Okay.
But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Everything you want to know about tribidism experiences.
Just Wikipedia.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. This is just
Wikipedia tribidism.
Yeah, really?
Because I thought that it was like rubbing a vagina on a chin. That's tribidism.
Oh, I love tribidism gifts, t-shirts, and clothing. Hey.
I liked it better when it was just scissoring, though.
Tribidism or tribbing is a form of mutual masturbation in which a woman rubs her vulva against her partner's body for sexual stimulation.
Right. So it doesn't say where, though. It doesn't say what part.
The term is most often used in the context of lesbian sex.
But it can't be a man either? It only applies to women's pussies.
No, that's what it's. This is it.
I'm going to go trib later. Yeah, trib. Got a hot tribbing date.
Oh, I tribbed so Raven much trib. Last week.
Let's go do a little tribbing.
Tribbing balls? Is that like a...
Yeah, well, no, because if it's only lesbians, yeah, so there are no balls.
Well, hey, if you're
then
tribbing
balls,
on balls.
Yeah, you can rub a vagina on some balls and then be tribbing balls.
Maybe it's a threesome.
It's Benoit balls.
Well, maybe it's like a post-op. Like woman to man
in a McDonald's
tranny.
Oh wait,
yeah, musicals.
Oh, yeah. Frottage, just to clarify, refers exclusively to male genital rubbing.
Wow.
Oh.
We've learned something new about Ben.
Yes. Gonna do a little frotting later. Yeah.
Is it the same as docking?
Docking
is,
I would think sort docking of,
is a
type
a
of frottage.
Yeah, docking is a sub-genre.
Because you guys say docking. I never heard that term until I came to New York. Right? You had
Well, what was it called where you're from?
A sleeve over, where you put...
What?
Where you have...
Sleeve over sounds so dirty.
Docking. Way more word.
An uncircumcised dong and a circumcised dong touch them together, and then pull the foreskin over the other side.
Well, does the second one have to be circumcised?
It doesn't have to be. Just as long as the foreskin goes over the top.
That's the plugging in, no?
Over the Top, wasn't that a great movie? With
yes. But no, one guy could pull back his foreskin, and then the other one puts the foreskin over that.
Oh, there has to be at least one person foreskin.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it could be both.
Yeah, otherwise
minimum.
That would not really work out too well.
One or more.
Yeah, because that would just be tip-touching.
Clearly you've never heard of...
Is that the technical term?
Clearly you've never heard of cut-docking, Rob. I don't know.
I'll look it up.
We're up on the gay scene. We have a good comment here. Kill Duck Faces just said that Sean tribbed Noah during Finding Nemo. Is that true?
Sean tribbed Noah? That means that Sean has a vulva?
Yeah. I rubbed my ass vulva on your elbow.
In his theater.
It was a polyp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
that
a problem. Happen.
That happened.
We walk around everywhere and Sean is always spreading his cheeks and trying to rub his ass on me.
I gotta read this, too. I don't understand what this even means, but first of all, Frank Godler's wig is the name of it.
Does he wear a wig? Right. That is his real hair.
It's also doubled with the Nikki Sixx wig.
He says, Frank Godler's wig says, Rob performs docking while watching The Birdcage.
Lots of Birdcage jokes.
Earlier, someone was asking if I ever fingered a girl in a movie theater, which I have.
Yeah.
And then there was a response that, Rob fingered a girl while watching The Birdcage.
Who was the girl?
Yeah,
the same girl that I fingered in public. It was just I was.
So did she have a thing where she liked being touched?
No, I had a thing where I like.
So you
like
take her to multiple places in public and just be like, here we go.
Well, no, we were. This was when we were both still living with our parents, so we had nowhere to go to get in.
Even when your dad was a chul.
Some finger banging in,
pretending to be.
Take some bacon and throw it into the other room so your mom's distracted.
Where did this come from?
That's a little offensive.
Why?
Take it back.
Everyone likes bacon. If you had some bacon right now and threw it somewhere, I'd go
bacon
after
this
it.
Morning.
Go easy on Rob's mom.
Thank you. Trust me.
She's the nicest mom Sid ever came across.
But not the only one.
So what was she? Was she wearing a skirt? Like, or was there an unbuttoning of pants that had to happen?
There was an unbuttoning of pants.
That seems very difficult to maneuver with pants on.
Thank goodness there weren't bed bugs. Because
like you can't stand up, right? You have to do it all while seated.
She probably put it like.
Put
her
she
pants
had like
down,
a
right?
buttoned a button jean. No, like
wait,
her pants were up.
Was it like those pajama pants where the butt flap
no.
unbuttoned?
So she had to slide the pants around.
Was there a drawstring?
No, I just slid my hand down her panties.
Were they like maternity jeans where there was like elastic?
But she had it like that means her bare ass was sitting on the nasty movie theater.
No, her pants were up. I just went in there.
How are you gonna slid me?
I have a very long hand.
So they were baggy. They must have been baggy jeans because
this
otherwise,
back when JNCOs
like,
were
how do
look,
you?
I'm not assessing what her jeans look like. I'm too busy figuring her in a movie theater.
What movie was it?
It was I feel
a
like
Barry Brady sequel.
No, it was the movie where Matt Damon and that other guy were twins, and they were like
stuck on you.
It was literally the only movie playing at the time that we went to the movie theater, and we were just like, "Who cares?"
Did you get stuck on her?
Oh, I did have to wash my hand after. I'll tell you.
Did right you now. Use the popcorn butter as lube?
Can I just have some popcorn butter? No, on my hand. On my hand, please. Not in the popcorn.
To be fair, she's really into Greg Kinnear. That girl. So.
That's
is
why
he,
she
gets... the
yeah,
guy.
that was the other guy and stuck on you.
Wait, has anyone ever done that thing where I know it's a big cliche where you rip a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bag and stick your dick in it?
Like,
has anyone ever really done that or known anyone?
Too much fear of paper cuts. Or like a kernel
getting
in my dick.
Sharp
dick kernels, like the outer shell on the thumb of
no,
the
I'd be more worried about dick acne. Than actually getting
yeah.
Make a good point with that too.
And I don't want my penis touching the popcorn that was handled by some jerk off behind the counter too.
Wait, there is such a thing as dick acne?
Of course. You get
it
acne anywhere you on your body.
Yeah,
yeah.
Skin on it. Why
when
no,
pore
Rob,
gets,
you need an oil gland. Or
no, when
are
a pore
oil
gets clogged, it can turn into a zit.
But you need to have what? Oh, man.
Well, don't
all
you
right.
understand?
Noah's going lesbian, that's it.
Yeah.
No way.
Straw that broke the camel's back.
Just wait till you pull the next guy's pants down. It's just like a fucking honeycomb of zits all
over. You think he came on himself, but it's actually pus from pus pimples.
Let me pop that blackhead with my mouth.
Honey.
Okay, now I'm turning into a lesbian.
Oh, that's a bad visual. But.
All right, 516, you're on the air. Oh. Are you a dick acne expert?
No, I'm not a dick acne guy. I didn't even know that was freaking possible.
Now, the more you know.
Yeah. What's going on? First time caller, long time listener in. Just calling to say hi to Ben Danger, my boy. Tom, this is Tom on the phone delivering pizzas right now. Just calling to say hi. First time on the air there, bud. Congratulations.
It's Papa Thanks, Danger.
Is this by any chance Tom of Razumov?
Yeah, it is.
I thought I recognized that voice. My buddy Tom from a local Boston band called Razumov. How's it going, Tom?
Good, man. I just figured I'd give a call in. I couldn't get the stream to work on my phone, so call in, say hi.
Hell yeah.
The only thing I got was that dick discussion, so I knew this must have been a metal injection.
I mean, if you're a longtime listener of the live cast, that should not surprise me.
So you can jump in at any point, and it's probably a dick discussion going on. So.
Have any experiences with dick acne?
No, what the hell? I've never had a pimple on my dick. I don't know what you guys have been dealing with.
We have ingrown hair.
But you don't have hair on your shaft, do you?
I've got plenty of hair on my chest. I've got pimples on my chest, not on my dick.
I've definitely had,
but not like all along it, just like at the.
Well,
at the
no,
base.
I remember like a werewolf dick.
Rob's dick looks like he's wearing a turtleneck.
Is it your hair on your dick?
Just glues his beard hair around.
Turtleneck is the episode title.
He looks like a college football fan from the 40s. With a tennis.
It's like a pretzel dog made of hair.
Dick is where they got the name Wiener Dog.
That's a step too far. Back it up.
Walk that back.
I'm kidding. I'm not offended.
So, non-dick question. Can you let us know what Razumov means?
It's like a Jewish last
name. Razumov? No, Razumov is Andre the Giant's last name.
Rusimov, Andre the Giant.
Andre Rusimov, yes.
Okay. So
we just like Led Zeppelin, we spelled it in a way that people would spell it correctly, I think. I don't know. Russian people wouldn't spell it right.
He's not Russian.
He's French.
No.
Sometimes you need to do that, though, to change the spelling. Because, like, I was in a band called Tetanus, but we didn't want people to think it was Tet-anus, so we had to change it.
Wouldn't you want people to think that?
Tet-anus, yeah.
It sounds like right.
Razumov already doesn't ring too many bells, but it's not exactly catchy, so you got to at least have it spelled some way that people will remember it.
Right.
Noah, this is a good question. Have you ever had a pimple on your cooter?
Cooter?
Not like inside, but like
on the lips.
Yeah.
On the lips.
Yeah. So we can do
limple.
The same thing. Yeah.
Well,
none of us have had a pimple on the inside of our dicks.
Yeah.
That we know.
Good point. I never had one like on my clitoris or anything. Or.
Oh, we said on the lips.
Or on the lips, no, but on the like on the sides of it from the hair, from like
did
waxing
you,
or whatever.
Did you pop them.
Oh, Darren.
I would like to know.
Oh, the when Darren asked that question.
Of course she did.
Darren, what were you going to say about inner dick zit?
I never had an inner dick zit. I had a...
Have you ever had a dick like... Have you...
No.
I've
never had a dick.
Yes, he has.
That's the question.
No. I had a...
Have you ever had a dick?
When I was getting... Well, I'll let you ask your question first, then I'll tell you.
Have you ever had a pimple on the tip of your dick?
No, never.
No, that would
you
be
can't get it everywhere.
No, you can get it everywhere. It's just if you have. Like, it's you have pores all over your body, and if it gets clogged, it's going to be a...
I've never seen a porous shaft before. I don't know what...
No, you get zits from dirt and oil. Your penis usually is never exposed to the element like the rest
depends
of your body.
Depends who you're fucking...
It depends, yeah.
Right.
Isn't it magma a gathering of oil, though? Isn't that what that is?
No, it's your dick just resting in, like... Fucking cum. Like, you usually wipe it off.
Smegma is when you don't wash and things accumulate
Well,
as much as it pains me, I've got to get back to work, so let's have a good podcast.
Not talking about dicks anymore?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Gay!
Yeah, Stone Cold is going to call us and chastise us for talking about penises again. What I was going to say, I think I might have told this on the show, but when I got circumcised, I got circumcised at a later date when I was like
an adult circumcision.
So I had to go get checked out before. And when one of my sessions getting checked out, I pissed into a cup and he said there was blood in it. Like not visible red blood, but like cells, you know, he analyzed it.
Yeah.
So he says, all right, I have to analyze you. I have to like go inside with a camera.
Are you sure you didn't have to analyze
you? Wait, in your pee hole?
He went in my pee hole with a camera.
Yeah, that happens.
No, I know.
Rob does that for fun sometimes.
What's that called? That's
he's a penile photographer. He's a hopper.
Is that polling?
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Probing, you mean?
My old man said that's how they used to do STD tests.
Endoscopy? Isn't that endoscopy?
No, but well, the sexual term. But okay, anyway.
Any putting a camera inside you anywhere is endoscopy.
Oh, my God. Did that hurt, Darren?
It hurt really bad going in. Once it got in and he was moving it around
to
get a picture.
You came everywhere.
Yeah.
It didn't feel good, but it didn't feel like that bad. Going in, like
did
5 seconds.
Did you feel
seconds,
it like
horrible.
All the way in? Or you just
no,
felt
only
it
only when it went through the hole it hurt really bad.
Did you have
it
shrinkage when it happened? Or was it?
No, it was pretty warm in the room.
But you didn't get scared and try to recede back into your body, like.
My dick is not a chihuahua. So anyway, so he had this like four TV setup, like four angles. It was one monitor,
you?
But yeah, so you could see the camera moving in my penis. Whoa. And then into my you know my whole reproductive
seminal vesicles.
Urethra.
And I saw I had the reason I had blood in my piss was because I had a rash on my prostate.
Oh.
Which is normal.
How do you even get that?
The old prostate rash.
This happens. People need to check their prostates.
Yeah.
These things happen.
So,
if you're listening right now, pause the show, go into your bathroom, clean your little butthole, now stick your finger up there.
And check it.
Check
his.
What are you looking for when you take your finger out? Or when you put your finger in?
Apparently it's
no doo-doo.
Pain and or the amount of sponginess of said prostate.
I don't think they should listen to us or Google it.
This has been a public service announcement.
I feel like if you're poking it enough, there's going to be pain. Right?
Well, no,
it's
go
in
on, like, even on the subtlest pressure. If you feel pain, it probably has an inflammation of some sort of infection.
So is that it?
Is that it? What?
You just had a prostate rash?
He was looking in there for like tumors and you know.
Did he then?
How long
put, like,
was the camera in there for?
Yeah, about 2-3 minutes, I guess.
Okay, that's not too.
Did he put baby powder on your prostate so the rash would go away?
No.
Did he like after he pulled it out? Was there any blood or any type of discharge?
Yeah, I guess a little bit, but it wasn't like a gushing.
Was the pull out worse than the put in?
No, the putting it in was worse because he had to like jam it and it's like slightly
stretch your hole.
It's like docking. It's like
first
slightly
all,
larger than your pee hole.
First of all, I want to say that my penis has now gone into my body because of how much
that turtle head.
Yeah, how painful that sounds.
Yeah.
But how would you describe that feeling of like something going into your penis?
It was like being stabbed in my penis. I was almost crying.
But like, I'm not kidding. My old man said when he went to the army back in like the 60s and shit, they literally, the only way they did STD tests was to jam a Q-tip in the pee hole, swipe around, and then test, you know, like your DNA on the Q-tip.
So awful.
Okay.
So,
it's like a throat culture, except a dick culture.
In your dick hole.
Dick culture.
In your prick hole.
Did you have the option to numb your dick before he put the camera in?
I wasn't informed of that.
He slipped his mind. It's like, oh, yeah.
I guess he forgot.
Hold on, Darren. I just need to lubricate your cock before I stick this rod in.
I've got the numbing agent on my tongue here. No one numbed me.
Okay, we need to take a music break.
Palate cleanser.
All this, yeah.
Need some ear bleach.
The music this week was picked by Ben Danger. This is would you say this is like a sampling of the type of music we would hear on the Hand of Doom podcast, also on Metal Injection?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of Hand of Doom bands. In fact, I think every band on my playlist right now, with the exception of maybe Wrath Prayer, has been played on our show before. I tried to pick things, bands that are playing New York recently or stuff that's come out this year, try and keep it.
Well, you know, this live cast goes to the whole world, not just here in New York.
Yeah.
That's true. I went for the concerts I will be going to in the next couple months, really. It's shit. It's
why don't we
shit.
Let the listener be the judge of that? Here's a little Wrath Prayer to kick things off.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection live cast. Sorry about that. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Rob is covering his marijuana cigarette in Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Rob, remember. Inhale. Don't swallow. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
This is Chelsea Blandington. I know what you people are doing over there,
with your sex parties, poker games, and whiskey binges. I haven't seen Chuck in 3 days. But if you see him, tell him the kids and I have moved in with my mother. And now, it's the Metal Injection live cast.
Thanks, Chelsea. I don't know how you got into Chuck's studio to complain about Chuck, but we'll take it.
She was here looking for him, and we asked her to cut a bumper for us.
Oh, thanks for explaining.
She was hanging out with Rob's mom.
Damn it, mother.
Robert, good Chelsea's very nice.
Are you two having sex?
In the bacon dungeon.
Why not?
Mom, she's mechanical.
I don't care.
You must have a nice girl. You're almost dirty.
It's ridiculous how much like my mother that sounds. Mm-hmm. It's almost scary.
Does she complain about the fact that you're dirty?
That I'm... No, 30, he said.
Dirty.
You're almost dirty and surty.
Yeah. They're both true. It's fine.
No, I was saying 30, but in a Russian accent.
No, you're a nice girl. You should be.
My mom is already.
Is your mom concerned about me?
No, she knows that we're purely platonic. She knows that if I haven't gotten it in yet.
My marital status.
Oh, actually, yes. She's always like, I don't understand. How are your friends single? They're almost 30, right? What's going on? And I'm like, that's what people do, Mom. Why do you care?
Excuse me, I'm not single. Sid's not single.
Yeah. You two are the only
No, she's yeah. talking about, like she goes through a roll call of, like, my friends. Yeah. And she's like, who's this person dating? And I'm like, they're not dating anyone. Who is this person? They're not dating. What do you mean? What do you do?
You have orgies all day, don't you?
Too busy doing the drugs.
For my birthday a few weeks ago, my mom wished me happy birthday. Much joy so that I find a nice girl and get married and have a child. Like, her dream is that I have a child, that I have a son. And she's like, do you know how much I will love your son? Do you know how much I already love your son? He's not even born. I already love him more than you. I'm like, Mom, you're crazy.
Did she really say that? She legitimately said that.
Adopt a kid now and be like, hey, here you go. Here it is.
No, my mom doesn't grasp adoption. How could you love something that is not yours?
No, my mom is the same way. She doesn't understand adoption.
I don't even love my own children. This came out of my vagina.
No,
actually, I just found out this weekend that Vanessa wants to adopt. And I'm like,
what?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, a kitten or a child?
Two real kids and two adopted kids.
So time out. Hold on. I must ask a follow-up question.
Yes.
Are you opposed to this because you want to have a real kid or because you don't want any fucking kids?
No, I would love to have like two kids that be birthed from my loins that I could twist and dement into my own image. You know?
Rob, record this so when they end up adopting, we could play this for the adopted kids. If your father did not want you. It's
I'm not from your loin, Dad. Well, they don't have to know, right?
Yeah. Well, that's why we're recording
when they come
this.
Out and they're not gingers, you'll wonder.
Yeah.
That's a recessive.
Does she want any kids from a specific country or just
China babies? She's really big on the animal adoption, kid adoption, people that need love get love, kind of that kind of thing. That people
that
aren't left.
That is so
behind.
Nice. That is really she's such a good person. I have no idea why she's a teacher.
No, either do I. Because I couldn't be a polar opposite. More of a polar opposite.
You know, Frank Godless Wig has another good idea. Rob and Noah can have a baby, and then Sean can adopt it.
I would be more than happy to.
How about that?
That is a movie I would not watch, but I'd support it being made. I just wouldn't want to see that movie.
That's what's on Lifetime in Hell.
Well, if the theater was empty, would you smoke cigarettes and watch it?
I would finger someone. I wouldn't smoke. I'm not much of a smoker.
Call that.
So, speaking of Lifetime, did you see that they're doing an all-black version of Steel Magnolias on Lifetime starring Queen Latifah?
Oh, dear.
All black. Same exact movie, except an all-black cast.
Well, they did The Honeymooners. Why not?
Yeah. Weird.
Isn't the whole point, Steel Magnolias, they're like, that's part of the ethos of that story, is it that they're white Southern women.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be...
That's same with Streetcar Named Desire right now is on Broadway, all black cast.
It's a Streetcar Named Desiree. That's what I used to think it was, actually. I just read the title really quick and I'm like, hey, why do you need to name a streetcar anything? I never understood. why would it have to be named? It's an inanimate object.
True. You don't name it inanimate object?
It's a metaphor.
Is that your impression of ghetto speech? I'm very offended by
what
that.
Is?
That mumbling you
no,
just
that was,
did.
No,
that
you
was
put a
Sean
mumbling.
Sean who put something together.
I know. I was trying to...
That was an impersonation of my marble mouth as well.
Take those buffalo balls out of your mouth, will you? Jesus. On the
delicious.
Air. Very unprofessional.
That's tribbitism in my mouth.
You were tribbing. A little tribbing. Rob keeps getting turned on because he thinks we're saying ribs whenever we say strip.
Why am I turned on? I don't get
you have
sexual
a sexual
pleasure.
Thing with the... I thought you
there's
liked
ribs. There's a
bulge
in your pants.
I don't like ribs sexually. You I like them... I like them as food.
So you've never jerked off with barbecue sauce as lubricant? Ever?
No.
Never used it, a bare rib as a butt plug? Crammed it right up in there?
I fingered girls with that. No.
With a, you ribbed girls with a rib.
Rib for her pleasure.
No.
Ay. Well, it's already lubed.
Another great thing my mom said to me this week, we got into a nice little argument.
Get that rib out of there.
That's too far, Sean.
Sorry.
That's what she said.
No, you know, I tell my mom what I do, and she's like, oh, well, who'd you go with? And, you know, a lot of things that I do with Jenny, because Jenny's like my smoking buddy. Mm-hmm. And so my mom is convinced that me and Jenny are having sex. And I'm like... No, we're just friends. We're just friends. And she's like, I don't believe it.
Not possible.
I don't. I'm like, why don't you believe it? So I'm lying to you. Yes. She's like, I just cannot see how you can just be friends.
Why wouldn't you tell her if you were banging?
Yeah. The way it started initially was first I was like, you know, me and Jenny went to this. And she's like, Robert, I didn't understand. You hang out with Jenny so much. Are you having sex? And then I'm like, no. No. She says it in Russian.
Have you even told her what Jenny's into? Like, maybe if you did that, she'd drop the subject.
No, I haven't. But then she's like, no, we haven't. And then she's like, well, why not? I'm like, what do you mean, why not? Because we're just friends. Like, but I don't understand. You're hanging out all the time. You know, you're a handsome man.
Don't you want to get your dick wet?
Your mother
That's
is... That's
pretty much what she said. And I'm like... And I'm like, she didn't say it like that. No, she did say that.
She said the same sentiment without using that
terminology.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, Mom, do you realize how inappropriate you are right now? And she's like, what?
Your mother is like...
If you can't talk to your mother about it.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
And I'm like... And I swear to you, like I yelled at her. Like, I got so mad at her. And she's like, I don't understand. Why. I don't want to see you getting mad at me. I just want you to be happy. And I'm like, if you want me to be happy, you will not discuss this with me. And she's like, I don't understand. And she's like, look, and she would go, I'm sorry, you're upset. That's what I'm like,
I did nothing wrong.
You don't realize why I'm upset. Like,
it's
you
something
know,
else. You must
did,
have some bad day.
You must be having a terrible day. My mom totally says that. You must be having a bad day. That's why you're
the reason
angry.
I'm upset is you.
Yeah. I was having a great day right before you called me. And then you completely ruined it by insinuating that me and my friend are having sex.
She's like Adult Friend Finder, your mother. She runs that site.
The annoying email.
Yeah. She's much more annoying than an email, though. Right.
Robert, there is a 26F in your neighborhood. Dying to meet you right now.
That sounds like Hitler a little. I don't know.
Jawohl! Get your dick wet!
I mean, stranger things have happened. You know, really.
What? Rob getting his dick wet?
By Hitler?
Hitler and Jenny in one weird, awesome threesome.
With the corpse of Hitler.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Disney show, Awesome Threesome. Disney Channel.
This summer on Disney Channel.
I'd watch a Disney Channel Awesome Threesome.
I know you would.
Isn't that your type of girl?
Sure.
Okay.
It's probably on Fleshbot right now. You can get AVI file of that.
Dear Disney Channel, please put iCarly, Josh, and Drake in a show. Sign Sean.
See if their design department is hiring. You can get right in there. Get a couple fingers in Demi Lovato or one of those people.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Or that Victorious bro. What's her name?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about
now.
It's a show of the 15.
I just learned about it today on Reddit that there's a Victorious
iCarly?
No, Victorious is what it's called. I have no idea what it is.
Is it an iCarly spinoff?
No, it was an image on Reddit that had three broads dressed like Mrs. Claus outfits, but they're like short skirts and shit, and they're like spinning around, their asses are hanging out, and someone wrote on top of the photo, I watch it for the plot. I'm like, I don't have no idea what the
show
is.
Sounds like iCarly to me. Yeah. iCarly is a show, right, Rob?
I don't even have cable.
I hear the kids talking about it when I'm looming in the junior high school schoolyard. I think it's a show. I don't know.
See, that's why you're not a dedicated child rapist, Sid, because you're always you don't take an interest
I'm
in
a dabbler.
You
want
to put in effort. Yeah. The end's got to justify
only
the means.
So much time in the day.
Did you know Demi Lovato is on some show? She's on X Factor.
Yeah.
And she got dissed.
That's the only reason I even know she exists is because I saw that video this week.
This dude, she puts some guy down. You know, some people really are dedicated, but this is just not right for them. So the guy's like, that's why you have single with auto-tune on your albums. You know?
Oh,
or
nice.
At least I do. At least
and
I don't
then
use
Britney
auto-tune.
Spears woke up and was like, I don't even know.
Does anyone have some ribs?
Why are you staring at me?
Britney
really creepy.
Spears looks so drugged out. And I don't mean like that she's on coke or meth or anything. She just looks like she's on like antidepressants. And
wouldn't
like,
you be?
Her managers or whatever so that they can't have alcohol of any kind on the set if they want her on the show.
Her handlers?
Or drugs. Or, yeah, her handlers.
Yeah. I feel that's the only way she gets around is she's handled.
Yeah. Well, that was the same
she's
when...
like sprung
she's
up.
A puppet.
Like spruced up. And
have you ever heard her sing? She has no talent.
Actually,
whatsoever.
No, I haven't heard her sing because anytime she performs, it's pre-recorded.
Do you have that? Can you find that video where you hear the boards from her concert and what she's really singing? It's like on YouTube somewhere.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's so hilarious. She's like
drastically different.
I still remember that time that she opened up the VMAs when I was working it. And
with the snake?
No. This last one, she was in the horrible black underwear.
Post comeback.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, where her outfit was falling off.
Everything about it was terrible. No alcohol or nothing on the set. No one could go like within two hallways of where she was. Like it was literally like a marionette just kind of propped up there and just like go through the motions, lady, and then like kind of pull her off.
Like like cousin Brucey. Exactly. They prop him up and wheel him into the studio.
I found the soundboard. Let's get it up. The song is called "Every Time" for Britney fans that are wondering.
Can you play "Isn't She Lucky"? I'd rather hear that.
So far, not so bad.
I'm dead on the inside.
Aren't we all?
Like a back brace supporting her.
Well, I think she's like elevated, so that just like
they kind of duct tape her to a pole, so she's
propped
fall
up. She's actually.
I'm dead on the inside.
Not so bad. The one I heard was awful.
Maybe this
is like the response to that. Like her team put that up so when
this
people start.
Just doesn't sound.
Sing.
This doesn't sound like a soundboard thing. It just sounds like somebody had a recorder at a concert.
Exactly.
Hold on.
That's the track.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not searching properly.
Come on, Rob.
Yeah, Rob. Jeez. That weed is killing
maybe
you.
It's not optimized. Go easy, Rob.
I wrote Britney Spears' real soundboard. What more?
A soundboard comparison.
Oh,
original sound. That was from your iTunes.
Yeah, right.
That was Rob's ringtone.
Sorry.
Live microphone. Okay.
Dan's is calling him.
Sounds like
that's
it. No
tighter
than
that.
And when the girl is with one. You can't be dancing and gyrating around like that and be able to control your voice.
Then don't fucking dance.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all just like a circus.
But that's bullshit.
Oh, this is good.
I'm not even singing the words. It stops and falls.
Yeah.
It sounds like if you're at a concert and somebody's drunk standing next to you singing along awkwardly.
It actually sounds like James Hetfield.
Why does she even bother singing?
Oh, yeah!
She has a backing track that has the vocals.
Because she doesn't want to be after them.
Ashley Simpson's got bigger tits, so she wins.
Is she still with the Pete Wentz?
Didn't they break up? Maybe.
I don't.
Rob.
Pete taps in.
He's not popular enough anymore. No one knows who he is.
Does he even have a job? What does he do? Like, what is?
Doesn't he own that label, Fueled by Ramen?
No. Decay Dance.
Right? Yeah, that's, oh. Which is like an imprint on. Yeah. I don't know.
See, so you do know Sean.
No, I didn't know if that was still even going on. Like, yeah. That was back when, like, Panic at the Disco.
He's a celebrity, so Sean innately knows
everything.
Yeah,
they've banged, like, three of the same chicks.
Pete Wentz actually now has
we're actually brother. Eskimo bros.
Yeah.
Pete Wentz has a blog at piercingmetal.com.
No, like, really, what does he do? I know you own the two bars, the Angels and Kings, or whatever the fuck.
Pete, if you're listening, give
us
a call.
I'm sure he made his money.
He sits home and smokes a lot of pot.
Speaking of calls, shouldn't we be getting a call?
We should. I'm texting Josh Travis, and he isn't responding. Oh, should we just call him?
I don't... What if... if he's not responding to his text messages, do you think he's going to answer the phone?
He could be too busy tap dancing.
True.
He's got half an hour.
Very irresponsible. This Danza, they're not going to get too far with this sort of
quitting anyway, so.
That's the humor. That's a joke. Thank you, Nana.
Well, in case someone didn't know.
I didn't know, so you want to fill me in?
It's their this is their last album. They're not going to be doing any more albums after this. This is their goodbye.
Why?
What's the story?
We'll just interview you as if you're the guy from the band.
Well, the
tell us everything you know.
The singer, the sole original member, Jesse, he got married, so he wants to live the family life.
Does the rest of the band hate the wife because she's like the Yoko?
The rest of the band now is actually just Josh Travis. Uh-huh. He's a multi-instrumentalist.
So he's like Reggie Watts?
How's he going to play a live show?
They're not going to play live shows.
He's going to Reggie Watts it. He's going to take his looper and...
Is this going on Guy's shit? Black Market? Or what's it?
Yes, this is coming out on Black Market Activities. On October 23rd, the album is called Danza 4, the Alpha, the Omega.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And other guys, Josh Travis is not mad because he's in another band now called Glass Cloud.
But I thought he didn't have time and he wanted to do the family life thing.
No, that's the singer.
So,
Noah, are you listening to the show?
I'm really stoned.
What's his actual job then if he's not going to do the band anymore? And he wants
I don't
to
know.
Do
he
the
probably
family.
Has a real job. That is something I do not know.
Is that Marine still in the band?
No, that guy's been. That guy was like kicked out like 2 months after our interview. Or maybe quit.
Right. But I didn't like that guy.
How do we know he's really going to quit? Because he said he's going to call and he didn't. So maybe he said he's going to quit.
It's the other guy.
Is it like a Michael Jordan thing?
Yeah, he's actually his real job is minor league baseball.
Yeah, no, he's going to do a country band for a year, but really suck at it and then come back.
Well, thanks for being on the show today, Josh Travis.
Yeah.
How many Tony Danza themed bands have you been in, Josh?
I've only been in one.
Let me set that up a little better. Come on.
This is like a... Yeah.
Josh Travis, everyone. Pick up the new
Rob, album. Rob, no, you can't talk now. You're done for the night.
Wait, what?
Even when you're playing a character, you get ones and thrown off.
Oh, I see.
You know the rules.
The roles or the rules?
The rules.
You got to pay
and the roles.
Know your role.
Yeah.
And shut your mouth.
Uh-oh, someone's been jinxed. Neither of you can talk now.
That doesn't count when it's such an obvious thing.
Oh, it doesn't.
That one
doesn't count, but my wanting
counts.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, that's the ultimate count.
Noah, cut his mic.
Wait.
I can still talk really loudly.
You talk really loudly.
Let's move all the equipment into the other room. Lock Rob out.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, look over there.
Where's that bacon?
By the way, Rob's Prickhole says they should make an all-white cast of a Jeffersons remake. What do you think of that?
I'm all right with that, I guess.
I'm just happy that Prickhole is now gaining legs.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the OC? It was all-white Jeffersons, basically.
Was it?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Was there someone who moved
that's
into a
told.
Good neighborhood?
Yeah.
From a lousy one?
Yeah, I think that
then
is
it
true.
Is.
Yeah. That's it. I just remember Olivia Wilde being a dyke on it.
Is that
you
right?
mean like the way she behaved, or she was
no,
actually?
She dyked it out on the show, like made out with broads and all shit, and tribidism and whatnot.
No. But who had?
Michelle Dyke, or is she?
No,
not at all. Let's see. We got a caller. We got a private number. Who is this?
Yeah, where's Mr. Tony Tap Dance Extravaganza himself?
I don't know where he is, Stone Cold. He might be afraid to take your call.
He might be afraid to take my call. Well, I'll tell you how bad they suck. Do you want to know how bad they suck?
How bad do they suck?
I'm having to look up shit on Wikipedia just to find out about them.
if he did call in, what would you have asked him?
I'd ask him where in the hell did he come up with a damn album name like Electric Boogaloo?
It's like that movie.
Break I don't it. Give a damn. Stone Cold Steve Austin is a Pantera fan. What? He's an amateur fan. What? He's a vagina fan. He's a real vagina fan.
What?
But Stone Cold Steve Austin is not, I repeat, Stone Cold Steve Austin is not
what?
A Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza fan.
Have you heard the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza?
I'll tell you what, there's only one song that I like by of some bitches, and you know what that is?
What?
That's the Cliff Burton Surprise.
Which is an awesome song. How does Steve Austin feel about the dick, though?
About the dicks? Steve Austin hate the dicks. You know what the dicks remind me of?
What?
What?
A shitty-ass band from Harrisburg, Kentucky called Creature of Exile.
All right.
All right. Is that a plug for your band, Stone Cold?
No, that is not a plug for my band. That's a plug for three pieces of shit who suck. If anybody out there is listening, get the chance, go on their Facebook page and tell them how bad they suck and tell them Stone Cold sent you.
What's the name of the band again?
They're called Creature of Exile, and they all suck.
I think we should check up Creature of Exile.
Yeah,
I feel like this is a pretty fair trade. Three entertaining phone calls for one plug?
I know.
That's pretty good. So plenty of people call up and they're not entertaining once, and they try to plug.
Anti-plug.
But
you think I'm serious and I'm trying to plug somebody. Creature of Exile sucks. They're all big pieces of shit.
Well, we're gonna find out for sure. Which is their most sucky song? Is it American Lies? Is it Doomsday? Is it Mother of Exiles or Red Six? Vallejo?
It's Doomsday. Doomsday is the worst damn song anybody could ever hear. If you hear it, you'll probably want to damn cut your ears off so you can be deaf.
Hey, both thistles and thorns it shall bring forth for us. For out of the ground we were taken, for the dust we are, and to the dust we shall return.
Oh my God.
Hey, there was only one cool sumbitch in that band, and that sumbitch's name was Mike Adams.
You're right, this is terrible.
I have to agree with Stone Cold.
Stone Cold, are there any local bands that you like?
Around Harrisburg, Kentucky, no. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to give a shout-out to my boys in Black Tide. I'm going to give a shout-out to my boys in a band from Dallas, Texas called Hell Yeah. And I'm going to give a big shout-out to my boy from right up here in Kentucky named Justin Salee, because he is one crazy sumbitch and we like to drink together and whip everybody's ass. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Stone Cold, how did you hear about the Metal Injection livecast? If
you want me to be honest with you?
What's that? Yeah.
You want me to be honest with you? My buddy Justin Salee sent me a damn link and he said, man, you got to check this shit out. And I said, all right, I will. I checked it out. I liked it, but I didn't like all the talking about dicks. But I figured if you're going to talk about a bunch of dicks, hell, you might as well play a little bit of Creature of Exile because they suck dicks.
Well, speaking of dicks, Stone Cold, you were in the WWE. Who was the wrestler with
I beat the shit out of pandas for years.
who had the smallest cock in the locker room when you were there?
You really think I looked at that?
Well, you had to have known it.
I could tell you had the biggest titties.
Yeah.
And Sable.
She had a tiny dick.
That's fair. I know in China. China had a huge cock.
Right? Or was just an elongated clitoris. Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, China's dick was actually bigger than mine.
I believe
it was pretty damn scary. So I walked into the bathroom one time. She was using the damn urinal. What's that tell you?
Stone Cold, have you and The Rock ever frotted?
Have we ever frotted? What do you mean by that?
You know, penis to penis rubbing.
Jesus. Hell no, but I whipped his ass.
Oh, so penis to ass rubbing?
No.
No.
Rob, he's very
nice. I'm here.
What about that cute sounding little girl you got in the studio with you? Where's she at?
Noah?
Yeah, where's Noah at?
Here, hi.
How you doing, sweetheart?
She looks a little like Deborah.
She looks a little like Deborah.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds a whole hell of a lot prettier. Does she got any pictures up on y'all's site?
Yep, all over.
I'll tell you what, where are y'all located? Where are y'all out of?
New York City.
New York City. Well, how about old Stone Cold Steve Austin just comes up to New York City and takes her out on an all-expense-paid dinner on Justin Salee? Where would I take you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you an even better answer at where the hell would you want to go?
I like guys who can make decisions for me. What if you decide?
I'll tell you this much. I'll take you to I'm a big romantic, so I'll take you to a monster truck rally, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Big beer drinker. You like beers? You like kegs?
Not really, but you
Guy
could
Fieri
drink it.
Just opened up a restaurant in Times Square. You might want to take her to that.
Right next door to my work.
Tell you what, I'll probably be up in New York within the next couple of months. Old Stone Cold to drop by, and Noah, me and you are going to go out on a date, and it's going to be the most romantic damn date you've ever been on.
Okay.
I don't even
care if you got a boyfriend, because quite frankly, I think I can whoop anybody's ass, and that's all I got to say about that.
I have a real question for you, Steve Austin.
What's that?
When are you going to get back into your acting career? Because it was so incredible.
In my acting career?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen my movies?
Yes, I have.
Nothing else. The Condemned was about the only thing. It was pretty cool. If I really was Stone Cold, though, it would have been a whole lot better. But I'm going to tell you right now, son, I'm just some bitch who likes to drink beer and prank call the shit out of people. But I want to tell you I appreciate everything that you guys do. You guys kick ass, but Creature of Exile really does suck.
Thanks for calling it so cold. All right. I got a hold of Josh Travis. He said that he is driving. He's on the road right now, so he didn't have signal. He just got signal, and we're going to call him up, get him on the show.
So we might be able to hear him have a car accident and die live on air.
Is it illegal to talk on the phone?
Hopefully
he's not the only one in the car.
Or maybe he has an earpiece.
I'm dialing up right now.
You've reported on a lot of bands having like tour bus accidents and stuff. We could probably have one live.
Yeah.
We'll have a scoop.
I've got my fingers crossed for it.
Yeah.
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, you're on the Metal Injection live cast. This is Rob. Thank you for making some time for us.
What's up, Rob? You got it, man. How you guys doing, huh?
We're doing good. You're on the road right now with Glass Cloud, right?
Yeah, I mean, we actually just got home and just trying to get a bunch of stuff sorted out right now. But, yeah, we've been out for just a short time.
Cool. You know, you didn't call in earlier, so the rest of the show kind of did an interview with me subbing in for you with the knowledge.
Sick!
The knowledge that I knew. But what was the question that I didn't know the answer to? What was the one? Oh, what, Jesse, what is, now that Danza is going to be over, because this is the last Danza album you guys are putting out, right?
I mean, I guess for the time being anyways, we never really talked about, not having a band, like just like breaking up. Like that conversation honestly never happened. It's just kind of like, we got to do what we got to do, man. You know, we can't really live off of doing this. And, that was pretty much what it boiled down to. So we kind of just left it at that. More open-ended than not. Open-ended, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
So we kind of left like that.
So you're going to be doing Glass Cloud. Do you know what Jesse's going to be doing?
Jesse's probably going to be shooting people and chasing bank robbers and beating up people a lot. That's probably all he's going to be doing.
He's going to be a cop?
Or playing Grand Theft Auto.
Or like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dude, think about this. How sick would it be if Jesse had, like that bounty hunter stuff? Like, what if he was one of those dudes? Seriously, Jesse.
Pick up.
I mean, I think that would be so funny if Jesse was, like, a bounty hunter dude. Oh, man, that would rule. It would be so badass. But what's the question behind that?
We were asking you if he was, like you said, he was going to be shooting people, right?
Right.
So we're like,
for
is
sure.
He a cop or is he a bounty hunter?
Oh, yeah. I guess he's, I don't know.
both, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's just, like, you know, going, like, to police academy and stuff to be a cop. You know, I don't know if he would really, like, get into, like, the bounty hunter type stuff. I think he get. I mean, I guess, like, do bounty hunters, like, kick people's doors down and stuff like that or what? Because if they do, I think Jesse would love that. Because I know he wants to go kick somebody's door down real, real bad. I know he wants to do that.
Josh, how much weed did you smoke before this interview?
All of it.
All the weed in the world.
Oh, Jesus. All of it, dude. It's all over with.
Now, you've been talking a lot about penises on the show.
Oh,
I know you probably
God.
Weren't listening, but since you were in a van with a bunch of other guys, was there any frauding going on?
I mean, no.
By accident.
I wish.
Like, accidentally, your penis run into any other penis in the van?
I mean, dude, it would be, like, rare for it to happen. Like, we'd have to, like, you know, I don't know. It would be rare, though. Like, you have to be doing some serious gay shit to be, like, touching dicks, man. That's a little weird. A little bit.
Girl,
a little bit.
What if the girl wants to suck off everyone in the band
at the same time?
And then just while she's sucking you guys off, is that gay?
I don't think it's gay. I mean, it kind of sucks. But, I mean, I guess you're not gay if you're all sitting next to each other getting sucked off by fucking whoever. I guess that's not really gay unless you're, like, checking out the dude's packets next to you, like, I wonder what it'd be like to suck that. Like, that's gay. Yeah, that's really gay at that point. So, I don't know, man. Why do you always ask the weirdest questions? Always. Always, dude.
Everyone else, what's your influences?
Who cares,
you know,
about your influences? We want
something interesting.
Who's your favorite character and who's the boss? Is that what you want us to ask?
Yeah, dude. Well, ask me what kind of crackers I like. I like Cheez-Its, dude. Cheez-Its. The white cheddar kind. Badass.
Why is it got to be about color?
Yeah. Race.
Oh, man.
Cool guy doing a voice.
Let me ask you a question. How about that?
Okay.
How many people are there right now?
One. There are six of us here right now.
All right. How many of you are dudes?
Five of them.
Oh, boy. So, what's the room like? Are we sitting at a round table here with everybody with headphones on, or what's going on? Tell me about what's going on here.
Topless rectangular table.
Yeah, we're actually like a human chain right now.
Except for the top.
All right, so tell me something. Mm-hmm. Could you all just back up against the wall, everybody drop your pants, and a chick comes in and says, I'm going to blow you all. Is that going to be gay for anybody?
Not at
anybody.
All. He wasn't asking you that. He was asking you if the penis is touched, would that be
gay?
Yeah,
while in an orifice, if two dicks touched, would that be gay?
Yeah, if you're DPing a girl, you know.
It's not gay to be in a room when another guy's getting ahead or anything.
Sitting next to a dude, that's just, yeah. I thought I said, yeah, I don't think that's gay. Now, you're touching dicks in the same orifice. I mean, I guess technically... No, I guess you're really not gay still. That's kind of gay sounding, though. I mean, a little bit. That's a little gay.
Well, if you give a guy a back rub while he's getting head?
I don't know, but you... Thanks for that, Lance.
You are kind of giving that guy a dick massage with your dick at the same time, though.
Well, how big is your
right.
dick?
If two dicks are next to each other, you're kind of massaging each other's dicks with your dick.
Right.
I feel like... It's like a meat. It's not gay. It's not gay.
It would be. It would be
you
weird.
What if soothing music was playing?
OCD wise, it would be
okay.
Weird.
Yeah. No, I think that's. You're getting a stick inside of a vagina while you guys are both dicking that girl.
Mm-hmm. And that girl was gross. That would be gross me out. Not because it's gay. Not the gay part doesn't bother me. It's the fact that it's touching another penis. I don't know. It's just
right.
The cum could come out on spill on my dick.
Oh, you get
know.
Yeah, yeah. See, not exactly, dude. Like, no, nah, we've definitely crossed some fucking territories at this point. Like, that's not gonna work out.
Bottom line.
I'd like to remind everybody that you can call in and ask Josh a question, sexual or non-sexual. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. We have a caller, 785, called in earlier, I believe. 785, you're on the air. This is your moment. Go.
Hey, it's Dan again. You told me to call back when Josh was on. Josh, remember me, Dan Gore?
Oh, my beaner. There he is. Choco sauce, hot sauce, all that shit. There he is.
Yeah, there's Josh Danza. How's it going, man?
Fucked up, dude. Let's go to fucking Chipotle, dude. Fuck yeah.
I know, dude. Let's go to Chipotle and fucking Jesse has to perform 10 minutes later.
What's up, dude?
Josh, tell these guys about your experience with fiber bars and what happened when you couldn't stop pooping. Remember you asked us why I couldn't stop pooping?
Honestly, I don't even remember. I think Mike was the one who turned me on to those things, and like, you know, I was on some kick to like try to drop a bunch of weight or whatever, and like, he's like, eat these things, man. You don't need to eat like normal food. Eat this shit. So I started eating these. They were called like, I don't even know what they were called.
They were Fiber One bars.
Yeah,
I remember you looked at us. You looked at us and you go, "Why can't I stop pooping?" And we're like, "You're eating fibers."
Dude, I remember eating like, I don't know, probably six of those things in one day. I think I probably shit for probably, I don't know, man. Like, it was unhealthy. Like, I'm talking like hour and a half long shits, like real shits. Not like I'm just sitting here fucking being a jerk off. I was just shitting a whole lot. It was not cool at all. God, why did you even make me remember? I haven't eaten a fiber bar since then. Never again. No fiber bars for me.
You were like a Galileo experiment with the toilet, just fucking you and the shit.
Oh, what a bad time, dude. Don't remind me about that ever again, Dan. Never again.
Question.
I did have a question for you. Now, how does this is actually a serious question. How does Glass Cloud compare to Tony? Is it same kind of chaotic, spastic stuff, or what?
I would like to point out that Sean has never heard Glass Cloud
in my life ever.
I would say it definitely does not compare at all. Just because, like, you know, Danza was always like a more ferocious type of band. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know how else to put it. Like, that's like the only word that really comes to mind anytime I would, even before I was in Danza, like, it was just, like, the most pissed off, ferocious band ever, you know? And, like, Glass Cloud's not like that. It's, like, very, very melodic, you know, like, very, what'd you say?
Enya, or what's the deal?
Yeah, dude, like, fucking, like, Enya, pretty much, like, Enya. We don't play distorted guitars or nothing like that. I play a sitar, and we don't even have a drummer at all. So it's kind of weird. We pray pretty much the whole time. We light incense into it. Like, that's all we do.
What I like.
It's pretty heavy, dude. It's pretty heavy.
All right.
Cool. Well, I want to
check it out.
Thank you for coming up. Is Glass Cloud going to be doing any more touring?
Yeah, for sure. Like, we're getting ready to go out with Miss May I and the Ghost Inside and Moss of Flames and Amity Affliction on the AP tour. And then after that, we'll probably be kind of low for the rest of the year and then pick it up again next year.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you for taking some time out. Pick up the new Danza record. It's amazing. It's called Danza 4, the Alpha, the Omega. It's out October 23rd on Black Market Activities. And new Glass Cloud, the Royal Thousand, out now, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Josh, Travis, thank you for calling in.
All right. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Have a good. Oh, by the way, how many Danza records are coming out in the next few months?
One.
Thank you. I just won Josh Trapp. Yeah.
That was such an innocent one.
So, yeah. What? What?
Poor guy doesn't even know.
One love. No, he knows. Okay, well, we're winding down our show. We only have a few minutes left. Oh, Sean is upset. Sean is so sad because this is
just
the last time
often.
We'll see him for like 3 months.
Yeah, I'll be back in like 4 weeks.
I want to, I still have this Wikipedia page open of non-penetrative sex. And I'm learning.
Are you
so,
on experiment?
I'm learning so many things. Intergluteal sex. Gluteal? Intergluteal
That's
sex?
The vagina. That's putting it in your in between the butt cheeks.
Yep. It's the outer butt cheek non-penetration.
Ben, would you like to reenact some of the stuff with Rob for our Instagram?
Yep.
Yep.
There's also mammary intercourse, which is titty
fucking.
Thanks for the mammary.
My cock, your breasts, mammary intercourse.
My cock, your breasts, mammary.
Our
memories
like inside.
Yeah, but people call the tits memories though.
Never heard anyone call tits memories.
Because really? They're not 1920, but I mean, it's
your mammary glands. Are
everyone knows what you mean. You know.
No, this is a good one. Intercrural sex.
That I don't know. What does that mean?
When one partner places a phallic object or penis between the other partner's thighs.
Wow.
There's a term. Oh, okay. I see.
Is there anything for nasal sex?
Yeah.
I saw a porno with nasal sex.
What?
Yes, 100% true. Very small. It was like I told you used to work in a porno store, right?
Yes.
So I worked for these two Arabs, and they didn't know anything about porn. They just were trying to make money. So eventually,
they weren't in it for the love,
right? So offensive. Yeah. No, but so I started helping them do the ordering or whatever. Eventually, it morphed into me doing all the ordering.
Why would you ever leave this job? It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds like the best job ever.
The scummiest job ever in history. It was on 8th Avenue in Manhattan. It was awful. We're from
8th and what?
Midnight to 46.
What was the name of the?
Oh no shit.
Yeah, it was triple. It's changed the name. It was Triple X Fantasy.
No, that's the street I lived on. 46. I would live between.
Oh,
the
I have friend.
I have the club membership there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I shop, man.
Sean has like so many holes punched on his card.
No, I have to say, when we had that shitty little New York fucking hurricane, you know, like a year ago, that store had a line at the door.
Yeah,
people were trying to like stock up. Because
well, the Jordans were coming
because
out.
Because the internet doesn't work.
God forbid the internet. It's a hurricane coming. Get some TV.
Red tube won't work anymore.
So people would solicit, like they'd send around to store, like the indie porn producer. Like there was no boom of like amateur porn back then. So it was like the smaller companies would make all the weirder shit. So they would send us like girls blowing horses and stuff.
Nice.
And it was like, watch this and, you know, order it if you want it. And, you know, give you an order for it. So there was a video of a guy sticking his penis in a girl with a gigantic nostril in her nose.
A coke nose? Like a fucking...
No, it was a black girl. And she had just gigantic nostrils and stretched to the limit. And the guy had like a 2.5-inch cock.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Was the guy white?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, white people have the smallest dick.
That's right, Asians.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Also, you need the skin tone contrast to see the dick actually go in the nostril.
That's a good fucking point, yeah. Sid.
Come on now. It's a visual medium.
What would you call a penis going in an
A-U-R-L. A-U-R-L.
What?
No, what? I can't hear you.
Any other crazy stories from the porn shop that you can think of off the top?
Like people fucking jerking off in places they weren't supposed to jerk
off. Like in the aisle?
Like on your face?
Yeah, or walking out of the fucking peep show. Not peep show. They didn't have peep shows where I work, but there were stalls where you can watch videos, like put quarters in.
Yeah, how does that work?
What do you expect?
Yeah, like 25 cents. Like, do they just sit in there, watch videos, and jerk off? Or what? Yeah.
I'm for your money, and then it would warn you it's going to run out. You put more money and keep jerking off, and you know someone comes with a mop and clean it.
They'd be out of quarters, so they just walk out and like, well, I'll just look at porn.
No,
boxes.
Worse, they would finish and walk out sometimes with their pants not fully up yet and just dangling.
Oh Jesus!
They brockied you, Dave. Brockied you.
This was when I worked there. I was like 17. I was 18, just turned 18, and like. I guess that would be 1992. So that was before Giuliani really cleaned up Times Square. You know, it was
how
like
did you find this job?
That was going to be my question.
I used to go there and buy porn.
And you saw
all
the help wanted
all
at?
All the way to 8th and 46?
Yeah.
Wasn't it in Brooklyn?
No. It's like it was because that's where you used to go.
Yeah,
the
sure,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a cliche thing.
Times Square
was trip. It was a whole... There anyway. I used to go there and play video games at Times Square.
Video games and get support.
You're just playing Street Fighter. You're like, you know what?
I can go for some porn right now.
All worked up looking at Chun Li.
Those thick ass thighs on that
girl. Get some thighs on that girl.
Spinning bird kick.
Hey, bend over, baby.
So ever thought about some intercrural sex with Chun Li?
Yeah. Oh my God, I would intercrural the fuck out of her. Holy shit, give me your crurls, baby.
So wait, so if there was an aisle jerker, did you have to go up to them and be like, "Hey, buddy, cut it out"?
No, I was on the register in the front. I didn't deal with any of that shit.
Aisle jerker, cut it out.
They had one Arab guy stocking. They had one Arab guy patrolling and making sure that no one was doing anything not supposed to be. Yeah, and another, and they had a black dude that cleaned the fucking, they were very racist.
Oh.
These guys, they had the equivalent of a shwiggy buzzer too. Like, and they used to follow people around, I don't know what they'd say, but you got the impression it was like, oh, black guy in the store, watch him.
But they hired a black guy to be the jizz mopper.
Yes, jizz mopper was a black dude, which I thought was very racist.
Yeah, right. And who just walks in and be like, hey, you guys got a jizz mopper position open? Like,
I guess it would be the janitor.
Darren, he took the job knowing what his responsibility was.
Yeah, of course, sure. And now whenever I smell that floor cleaner that they use, the industrial strength one, I just associate it with guys jizzing on walls. Even though it smells clean, it smells nice and clean, but that indicates
there was jizz there.
There was just cum here on this floor.
I'm sure there's been cum all over New York, not just in your store.
I feel like every inch of New York has been came on.
When you whacked off the first time after your circumcision and hit the wall, did you call that guy?
I should have.
He had experience. Hey, dude, do you have your mop on you?
It was fucking everywhere. The first shot, I told the story. The first shot went up on the wall, but the rest of it.
Oh, I thought you meant in the boots.
No. My first. But Ben's looking at us like we're retarded. I told you I got circumcised when I was 30, so I had to wait 5 weeks before I could jerk off again. I wasn't allowed to touch it or anything. I had stitches. And then the first time I shot it about 7 feet in the air, right below my ceiling, and I marked it with a red X so that I could remember how high it was.
Always try and get it higher.
To prove that as time passed on, you're not exaggerating to yourself.
Exactly.
Like, no, this is it.
Exactly why.
Because sometimes when I tell a story that happened to me, like, I think, am I making this up, right? Like, no, it happened. Like, this proves it. The X proves it.
In fact, I just painted my room and I went around the X.
All right. Well, it's been a great show. That's 2 hours already. Just flew by. Want to thank Ben Danger for sitting in.
Thanks for having me.
Check out the Hand of Doom podcast here on Metal Injection. It's like, I don't know, if you just go to the podcast section, you'll see it.
It's there. We haven't done anything with it in a little bit. It's probably my fault.
It's not my fault.
No, that's true. That is definitely my fault. That's 100% my fault. No. I've got lots of unreleased episodes. One day I'll put on there.
Maybe
if Rob allows it.
If Rob allows it.
I'll allow it. I like the show.
We have some new Glass Cloud that we're going to play on the way out here.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We leave you with some Glass Cloud. We'll be back next week.
I love you.
Of course.
Better not to be.
be that loud.
This song is brutal. Whoa, whoa. I guess. Balls. Cut it out. Do you smoke weed? No, I greatly disagree. I'm a Mary in Maryland. I'm not even here. Welcome. I'm probably doing crack right now. Over it. Over it. Over it. I'm over it. No, Sid didn't eat my asshole. You can't talk about Cynic like that.
It really rolls off the tongue.
Who are you calling, boy? But what about all the good things Hitler did? Evolution is a myth.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.